This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes.
Today, Leroy looks at balancing righteous indignation against giving others the benefit of the doubt as we study Joshua chapters 22 through 24. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Proverbs 18:13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame to him." And that's what almost happened among the children of Israel in today's passage. The war in the land of Canaan had ended. They had rest according to all that God had promised, and every man had a clear title to his farm. Joshua dismissed those whose inheritance was on the east side of Jordan, so they started for their homes. And then they did something that almost led to tragedy. When they came to the borders of Jordan, they built an altar. When the children of Israel in the west heard about what they had done, they gathered together at Shiloh to go and war against their eastern brothers. But before the army marched off to battle, they did a very wise thing. They sent the priest and 10 leaders to Gilead to talk to their brothers and find out why they'd built the altar. They found that the eastern tribes had not built an altar for sacrifice, but as a witness to the present and future generations of their vow to worship the Lord in His sanctuary. Here is a tremendous lesson for us today. Hasty suspicion leads to false accusation and division, when usually all that is needed is a brief, simple explanation. When you and I hear something negative about a person, we should give the person the benefit of the doubt until we've had a chance to hear his story, his side of things. It's too easy to jump to conclusions and go off half-cocked and say things or do things that we will regret later, things the devil can use to bring reproach on the cause of Christ. Are you in the midst of making some battle plans today? Your cause may be just, and the sin you are opposing may be serious. But are you sure that the fellow Christians you are getting ready to fight have actually done what you think they did? Do you know the motive behind their apparently wrong action? Or are you guessing? The book of James challenges us with these words: "My brothers, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires." There are a lot of churches, Christian organizations, friendships, and families that would be much better off today if someone had taken time to listen before marching off to war. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you The Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you keep in step with these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, 3 reasons why we often fail to continue on in our Christian life. Join us on Daily Discipleship.